the years passed, he fell into despair and lost all hope. Who could ever know the mark of peace?
WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 290, Reliving a Beauty and the Beast live on stage show. Put those headphones on now for the best experience as we enjoy another of my Walt Disney World memories. You will be transported to the parks through the use of immersive binaural audio and be there with us as we watch a tale as old as time with a bit more distance. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now sit back. Relax. Close your eyes and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic. Well, hello and welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you in the United States. I said it last week that I am so thankful for all of you and for your reviews and your support. We are at 190 ratings on Apple Podcasts, and I want to thank all of you who have left those ratings and reviews. Because of you, more people are finding the show, getting to relive rides on attractions like Rockin' Roller Coaster or shows like today's Beauty and the Beast. Your reviews help Apple Podcasts or the podcast host of your choice to begin recommending shows with similar content to new listeners, and that helps the show grow and allows us to do more of the episodes each week. So, thank you for helping to spread the word. But enough business, I really want to jump into today's memory. In today's memory, it's an exciting Monday in December of 2021. It is now lunchtime, and after an amazing morning in Disney's Hollywood Studios, we're ready to slow down for a bit. If you remember, in memory 289, we finally got to ride Rockin' Roller Coaster and actually got to do it twice. But the family needs to slow down and we're feeling a bit hungry. So we used the MDE app already and we were able to prepare a mobile order for pickup. And we've already hit the button to place the order at the ABC commissary. Now that's in the middle of the park, so we begin walking up Sunset Boulevard and we'll turn onto Hollywood Boulevard by the Brown Derby. There are crowds lining the street, and snow is falling because the holiday parade is rolling down the street. Thankfully, there's plenty of room for us to pass behind. We'll stop for a minute, though, to look before we continue on to the commissary. We'll fast forward to after we finish eating a pretty good lunch that actually satisfied all of our desires for healthier options, you know, some vegan, some vegetarian friendly items that actually tasted great and didn't leave you feeling bleh. But again, once we finish though, we'll head back out and make our way back down Hollywood to Sunset Boulevard because Beauty and the Beast live on stage is about to begin. We'll hustle our way into the theater, which is almost mostly full at this point, so we're shown to the bleachers at the very back of the theater. The nice thing is we're up high enough, and now we have an unobstructed view, which is, you know, great for the kids, but the sound is a little bit softer than, you know, I'd like. When the show begins, though, we're pleased to have the show back. It has been retooled a little bit to allow for social distancing for the cast. Today's bell is probably one of the best I've ever seen, and just a pleasure to listen to again. As the show ends, though, we'll take our time and discuss where we want to go next before getting up and heading out of this end of the park. As I said earlier, today's memory is in binaural once again, so for that best experience, I would recommend putting on your favorite headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now that you have your headphones on, join me as we relive an amazing performance of Beauty and the Beast live on stage.
Oh, it's snowing. Oh, it's because the parade's coming through. Actually, we're okay. We're on the back side of it, so. I thought they came this way. Pluto. Oh, there's Santa. That's the parade. Food's ready. That's an exit. We gotta find an entrance. Excuse me, lady. Sorry. Picking up at number 2 is what
okay,
I just got in there.
Make sure everybody has masks on and then head to the left, okay?
Thank you. Uh-oh. Appreciate that. Thank you so much. Okay.
Once upon a time.
Yeah. Not there yet. Still down at the end and make a right. Not gonna have good seats.
Huh? welcome guests. In order to make space for everyone for this performance, we kindly ask that you slide as far towards the center of the theater as possible. Thank you, and enjoy the show. Greetings, friends, and welcome to the world's most magical celebration. For 50 years, we brought favorite Disney stories to life through tales of adventure, and magic. Now, join us as we share a tale as old as time with Beauty and the Beast live on stage, beginning in just a few minutes. Thank you.
Let's watch the IMAX.
What is it?
It's only 35 minutes.
How long is it?
Watch it again.
Once upon a time, in a faraway land, a young prince lived in a shining castle. Although he had everything in his heart desired, the prince was spoiled, selfish, and unkind. One winter's night, an old beggar woman came to the castle and offered him a single rose in return for shelter from the bitter cold. Repulsed by her haggard appearance, the prince sneered at the gift and turned the old woman away. But she warned him not to be deceived by appearances, for beauty is found within. She had seen that there was no love in his heart, and as punishment she transformed him into a hideous beast and placed a powerful spell on the castle and all who lived there. If he could learn to love another and earn their love in return, the spell would be broken. If not, he would be doomed to remain a beast for all time. As the years passed, he fell into despair and lost all hope.
Incredibly thick as gas.
next town. As you see, I've got biceps to spare.
No one is like Gaston, matches wits like Gaston.
In a skating match, nobody spits like Gaston. I'm especially good at expecto rain.
3 points for Gaston.
When I was a lad, I ate 4 dozen eggs every morning to help me get large. But now that I'm grown, I eat 5 dozen eggs, so I'm roughly the size of a bird.
Look there, he goes, isn't he dreaming? Monsieur Gaston, oh, he's so cute. Be still, my heart, I'm hardly grieving.
There must be more in this provincial life.
This lost time going to make down my wife.
But there she goes, a girl who's strange but special, a most peculiar mademoiselle. It's a pity and a sin, she doesn't quite fit in. She really is a funny girl, a beauty but a funny girl. She really is a funny girl.
Excuse me, ladies, I have a wedding to plan. How about Belle, marry me?
Excuse me?
You know, Belle, it's about time you got your head out of those books and paid attention to more important things. Like me. Mm. It's not right for a woman to read. Soon she starts getting ideas and thinking.
Gaston, you are positively primeval.
You will marry me, Belle. So go get ready. Today's the day that all your dreams come true.
What could you possibly know about my dreams, Gaston? I want adventure in the great world somewhere. I want it more than I felt and for once it might be grand to have someone understand. I want so much more than they've got planned.
Got more adventure than even she and her wildest imagination could have dreamt. For through a series of strange circumstances, she found herself held captive inside a dark and foreboding castle, inhabited by a very odd collection of characters.
Master will be furious if he finds out what we're up to.
Well, we don't have to tell him, do we?
There is nothing to worry about.
No, nothing. Just our entire future.
Ish posh.
Yeah.
Be our guest for dinner.
We keep it separate.
What are you talking about? What's going on? Come on, Mom.
Come along, Chip, dear.
Oh, dear.
No need to worry.
We'll keep it simple.
Hi.
Doc, stop it, I say. Do you hear me? All of you. If we're going to do this, then let's do it.
But of course, we must make her feel welcome.
Esteemed madames and messieurs, it is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you. And now, we invite you to relax, pull up a chair, as the dining room proudly presents your dinner.
Be our guest, be our guest. Put our service to the test. Tie your napkin round your neck. Shandy and me provide the rest. Soup is sure upon the guests. By the all we live to serve. Try the best of its delicious. Don't believe me, ask the dishes. They can see, they can dance. After all, now this is fresh.
Thank you.
to use our skills. Most days we just lay around the castle.
A lazy you walked in.
You're older. turn me down for the last time. No one says no to Gaston. Reject it. It's more than I can bear. Publicly humiliated, I am disgraced. I have a plan. Someone has to protect our village. Kill the beast, or he will kill your children.
Come on, man. Let's go get him.
Let's kill him. The beast will make off with your children. He'll come after them in the night. No one is safe until his head is mounted on my wall. I say we kill the beast.
Kill him.
We're not safe until he's dead. He'll come stalking us at night. Set to sacrifice your children to his monstrous appetite. He'll wreak havoc on our village if we no longer free. So it's time to take some action, boys. Time to shadows. It's a nightmare, but it's one exciting ride. Say a prayer that we're there at the drawbridge of a castle, and there's something truly terrible inside. It's a beast. He's got fangs like a shark claws, massive claws, killer claws for the beast. Hear him roar, see him fall, but we're not coming home till he's dead. Good and dead. Kill the beast.
Kill him.
If you're not with us, you're against us. We'll rid the village of this beast. Who's with me?
I am! Let your foot on your horse.
Screw your courage to the sticking place.
We're counting on this dog to lead the way.
Through a mist, to a wood, we're within a haunted castle. Something's lurking that you don't see every day.
It's a beast, one as tall as a mountain.
We will push till he's through and he's seized.
Sally forth, tally ho, grab your sword, grab your bow. We'll lay siege to the castle and bring back his head. Take whatever booty you can find. But remember, the beast is mine.
It's a place by the side. We go marching into battle on the cradle of the victor, just in place. With the fire, see the soul. We will come and with his bone.
And you can play with the heavy wrong.
Kill the beast. Kill the beast.
Thank you.
little change. Small to say the least, but a little scared, not a one prepared. Beauty and the Beast.
I said something. I leaned over to mommy and I said, 6 feet. She goes, no, really?
But they all should be down.
Yeah. Good. Well, there were so many different things when they were finally, when he was laying on the ground and she's kneeling next to him. Oh, Beast, don't leave me. I was like, she's supposed to be like on top of him.
I know.
And that's what I've actually got a picture of that. I'm like, I've got a picture of them, like, oh, this must have been one of the things they negotiated. So there
also,
was a...
They also didn't do the, I'll tell you when you're older.
No, they did. That was there.
No, like, they didn't. She's like, they didn't, I'll tell you when you're older. And he's like, he just walks off. I'm like, no, you're supposed to say, turn around and say, I'm older. the whole joke, you missed the joke. No.
Can't do all of it.
Now we pull out my phone and see what the magic box says.
Magic box?
Actually,
I heard the guys next to also saying something about Star Tours being really good right now. 27
minute wait. 37 probably. Alien Swirling Saucers Slinky Dog Dash is what they suggest doing.
I would do Slinky Dog Dash first.
The wait right now is 62 minutes. It's a hot sunny day. I'm not sure I necessarily agree with that one.
Oh. What's the wait period? 3 minutes for aliens.
3 minute length. 27 wait.
It's the one that's awful saucers?
Yes. I mean, if we don't want to do the swirling saucers, I can take it out. That's fine. I don't know how long that wait's gonna be.
You've done so well today. Is our streak coming to an end?
Come on, guys, we gotta go.
Minute wait.
That's 6 minutes for the Muppet Vision 3D.
We can go do Muppet Vision, that's very true.
Muppet Vision? It says 6 minutes. Let's go.
It's neither one of those things are very long.
Let's go. Yeah,
we can to do Smuggler's Run.
Smuggler's Run.
Millennium Falcon.
Okay.
You want to go?
How long?
45 minutes. It's not going to get a whole lot shorter than that.
Maybe we could get ice cream while we wait.
Toy Story, I guess that one's probably pretty.
It's listed right now at 32 or whatever, but that's if we got there at 5 o'clock. So.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining me for another of my Walt Disney World memories. If this was your first time listening, I want to invite you to subscribe so that future episodes will automatically download as they are released. Also, if you want to find more information about the show and my other adventures, I encourage you to visit my www-memories.net website. In addition to links to subscribe, you'll find things like show notes with pictures of this memory. You'll also find links to watch this on YouTube or view photos on Google and Instagram and connect with me on social media on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. If you like what you've heard and you want to say thank you, you can also find links on the website for ways to support the show. Every donation gets put back into the podcast, and you'll help reduce my cost for gathering, producing, and hosting the show for years to come. Finally, the easiest thing you can do is to help me spread the word about the show. If you like what you've heard, a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen will help others like you who might be looking for ways to relive that Disney magic at home find our show. Or if you could tell a friend or share that you've been listening, share a link to the show on social media. Maybe that virtual escape to Walt Disney World, like this memory, is just what someone else like you needs. Help me spread some of that Disney magic. So thanks again for listening, and I hope to see you back here in a couple of weeks, or sooner, for our next Walt Disney World memory. Bye!
Bye.
Can you say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.